Aye. I thought it was a really good performance by us. Comprehensive. We did our job. I think all the credit should go to our players and our team and our organisation. I think that coming to Dunfermline is always a hard game. But we did what we set out to do. And so, yeah, job done. 3 points. Get away up the road. So, aye, happy.
3 points clear at the top.
All right, I haven't seen that, but oh no, that's something that Dick and I can never say much about. We're challenging guys. We've got a good team, a hard team to beat, well organised, good players, a bit of strength in the team. Tactically, we're quite strong. So yeah, I think that just bring on the next game and take it from there. Anyone that's going to take points off us are going to have to work hard. So. And it wasn't any different day. Thought it was first goal was lucky, wasn't it, really? But the second goal was tremendous. We work at that, play it wide in, striker, back, Michael scores. And then the third goal, it's good. So when you're 2-0 down and the game's up against you, Dunfermline's got to try and come up, the second half, come at us. But, and we knew that we would cause them some serious bother. So anyway, just happy to get the 3 points, guys.
Difficult circumstances the last wee while, just guys been out.
Aye. I know the dugout was quiet today, and Dick and Rob and Kevin, our fitness coach, and none of these guys, we have players missing, two or three players missing, and then the other day there they were missing as well. So yeah, I don't think we've had our problems to seek, but hey, we've just got on with it. And so I think it's where we are in the world these days.
Does that just show what you've got at the club, though, that you're able to kind of just shrug off that?
Aye, I think so.
Like
I think so. There's a big togetherness in our club, and I think that's one of the strengths, right from top to bottom. But the players, I mean, I never made many changes today, or the team never, and but we've got four or five players that could welcome into our team, and so yeah, there's a bit of camaraderie. And when you're going well and you're winning, the confidence is high. It's just straightforward. Just work hard and do the right things, and you'll end up coming away with something. Aye, he won't be if he can. I'll get yourself sorted out. I think he was raging the last time I spoke to him, because he's not got anybody to come and set up that streaming down, you know, from the Pars TV. But I would think he will be. I'll have a chat with him tonight, and he'll be happy, as we all are, because you know we're just enjoying our football and getting on with it.
Will you be expecting anyone back either on the pitch or in the dugout for midweek?
Yeah, Dick will be back. Kevin won't be back. Rob won't be back. So no, it's just probably myself and John and Dick. And player-wise, we'll have a couple of players available, yeah, for selection. But it's going to be difficult to change the team much. Although playing away from home is a wee bit different for playing at home. But I've got a good squad to choose from. But yeah, great, good 3 points. Hard working.
Up on new contracts on
tremendous.
Especially someone like Michael McKenna, who's
aye,
a wonderful
aye, great. It's probably one of the best. But it's having a fantastic season. I think that, I mean, that's an important point. I think that I see it with other clubs, and it's not my business. But I mean, they come at the end of the season and try to sign players. I mean, we've been building a club for years. And all our players. Well, what on earth? Do we educate them and bring them on and then allow them to go? It doesn't work for us, so it's great. The chairman and the directors and Dick just sign up all the players, and we've got something to build on for the next 2 or 3 years. So yeah, it helps with the new players coming in as well, because there's a nucleus. And so yeah, we've got an idea of what we're doing, so just bring it on and take every game as it comes. That old cliche, eh? Okay.
So, thanks, boys. Cheers.